I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm joined by Asheville Citizen Times reporter Elizabeth Ann Brown. Elizabeth Ann, thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
The urban legend of the three-legged bear in Asheville. Mm-hmm. You've been looking at this. First, how did this start?
Well, it's entered the public consciousness after a Facebook group called Help Asheville Bears formed. And the organizers behind it are very passionate advocates for a bear that they've come to know and love in their area that they call Peaches. They noticed she had experienced some sort of injury. Something had happened to Peaches where she had lost a limb. After that, they didn't see her for a while. She's since resurfaced, but that was the spark that kind of ignited the fervor of Help Asheville Bears. So it's certainly not a myth that there are at least a handful of three-legged bears in the Asheville area. The question is how they came by these injuries. So again, everything Help Asheville Bears does comes from a place of genuine advocacy. Asheville is very fertile soil for anything animal rights. I think our community does a phenomenal job keeping public officials honest and on target when it comes to stewarding animals in the area.
It's taking off in social media, but there was a little bit of how many of these three-legged bears were there? Was this an epidemic of them, I guess, for lack of a better word? And that's really where you started to dig in. So tell us more about that.
So what's been tricky about this situation is the dynamic between the people behind Help Asheville Bears, who have not been very forthcoming about their identities, and the Wildlife Resources Commission. So the Wildlife Resources Commission is responsible for the management of basically all wildlife in the area, as the name would suggest. They kind of have a complicated legacy in that a lot of management is harvest, is hunting. So I think that can raise the hackles of people who really care for the bears in Asheville. So the Wildlife Resources Commission is responsible for their welfare. They do studies like the urban-suburban bear study that has gathered such important data on Asheville's local population of black bears. They keep tabs on hibernating mothers. They weigh and monitor cubs. But they also sell, they're the ones you go to get a stamp on your hunting license to harvest a black bear legally during black bear season in North Carolina. So there is a lot of mistrust from the people behind Help Asheville Bears towards the Wildlife Resources Commission. What's been really hard in this situation is that Help Asheville Bears has made clear on their page, and the only private message I've received from them described why they would never provide the location of where the bears had been sighted to the Wildlife Resources Commission. So the Wildlife Resources Commission has been pretty much crippled in any sort of investigative capacity, and that the only information they have to go on is on the level of a three-legged bear was sighted in Arden. So I've been working with Sean Martin with their law enforcement branch of the Wildlife Resources Commission, and he just doesn't have a lot to go on. I think he's of course, if there are any traps afoot or any sort of illegal poaching activities, he's very concerned about that. But the people behind Help Asheville Bears are very concerned that the bears will be euthanized, which, again, based on the statements I've received from the Wildlife Resources Commission, is not in the cards. A lot of the tripod bears that they've seen are thriving.
From what they've been able to gather, and not to have to be real graphic about it, but I mean, from what they've been able to gather, when they've spotted the three-legged bears, I mean, what is causing some of these bears to lose one leg?
I've spoken extensively with the state black bear biologist with the Wildlife Resources Commission. Her name is Colleen Offenbuttle, and she's worked with black bears along the East Coast in these mountain ranges for about 20 years. She's handled at least 1,000 live bears and thousands of dead bears. She's the one they dispatch after a car strike to determine what's next for that bear, if it does need to be euthanized out of mercy, because some of the car strikes are pretty horrific. But Colleen is confident that the injuries we've seen in the pictures are consistent with what happens to a black bear after through a car strike. So black bears have a different center of gravity. They're very massive animals. They're lower to the ground. And how they get injured is dissimilar to what happens to a deer or a dog. As Colleen has explained, this can happen to bears. It's I think what has been hard for people to accept that this was a car impact that caused this tripod bear to have what looks like very surgically precise amputations. They struggle imagining how a car strike would have result in a limb just popping off. So what Colleen emphasizes, it's not instantaneous. Like, the bear will not walk away and then leave its whole limb there at the side of the car crash. So according to Colleen, what she has seen several cases of in her time as the black bear biologist, bears have – they break the limb. They break the bones, and then over time since there's nothing really holding the bone together other than damaged skin, this is a little graphic, but it does tend to just slough off, you know, either through blood loss or infection, that flesh tends to die. And so you ended up with what looks like a pretty clean wound. Since Help Asheville Bears hasn't provided the locations of the spottings thus far to the Wildlife Resources Commission, from what I understand, they don't plan to. The state biologists haven't been able to confirm how many tripod bears there are, in fact, in the area. But it is, based on the pictures we've seen, pretty clear that not all of these injuries are new injuries. This is not a brash of three-legged bears being created, whether by car or any other means. So there's one out at the cliffs where that bear is has been the bear at the cliffs has been seen continuously over the past 5 years and has been a tripod for 5 years. The wound is clearly furred over. It's thriving. We have several images of mothers, tripod mothers with cubs that are doing well. They've been tripods for years. So it's very likely that these injuries in this population, again, we don't know how many bears there are that are tripods, have accumulated over time on the scale of like maybe even a decade. The concern that Help Asheville Bears is putting forward is that there are illegal foot trapping operations, and the ones we see here are the instances in which it's gone wrong, essentially where the bear has gnawed off a paw or a limb in order to escape either a snare or a traditional bear trap, like the big metal ones from the cartoons. Based on what I've reached out to dozens of biologists, that's not fair, half a dozen biologists, to talk about, I can't find anybody who will say, yeah, I've seen a bear gnaw off their paw, or I've seen a case of a bear gnawing off their paw. Even, you know, very few animals will actually gnaw off their paw from a trap. It's a tremendously painful process and often involves would involve breaking bone, and it just really doesn't happen that much.
And bears aren't one of those animals, correct. I'm guessing. Yeah. One of the things I think that comes into the whole sort of social media angle of this is the photos
right. That
have been posted. And you've seen a bunch of them. And so is the investigation that you've looked at this, mm-hmm. How many of these photos are new? How many of these photos are maybe of the same bear at different stages? We hear all the time about, sort of hoaxes and all that sort of stuff with photographs on social media. So looking at that angle of this, mm-hmm. Again, you said there is no way to tell right now, or at least the state has no way to tell how many of these kinds of bears exist. But because of the photos that you see on Facebook or mm-hmm. any other Instagram, other social media platforms, it might be conflating and making it look like there's a whole lot more than there are. So as you looked at it, how many of these photos are real or hoaxes or just repeat photos of the same bear?
You know, it's hard for me to say whether or not they're repeat photos of the same bear. None of the – we did reverse image searches on all the pictures that Help Asheville Bears has provided us, and they don't appear anywhere else on the internet. I do think the pictures are submitted from people who are genuinely spotting bears in the area. But bears have a surprising range. They can cover ground even if they only have three legs. And so there are – based on like which limb is missing, you can parse out that if we just look at the pictures, there are several bears. One's missing the left front leg, one's missing the back right leg. But I have no way to know. And I think, you know, black bears do kind of look alike. You know, there's not a lot of facial features there. And it's hard even for a seasoned biologist to distinguish one bear face from the next. And especially at that low resolution, there's just no way to know.
This also comes at a time where certainly it's become a thing for people in Asheville in particular to take photos of bears in sort of urban settings or suburban settings and put that on social media. But also comes at a time where the bear habitat in the area is getting threatened by a lot of the development that is happening here, too. So how much does that play into the urban legends of all these three-legged bears?
You know, we have been seeing a lot of comments from people who have said, you know, I've lived in this area since I was born. I've never heard of a three-legged bear. I've never seen a three-legged bear. So the organizers behind the page, many of them have not themselves seen a three-legged bear. I do think it can seem like the incidence of a phenomenon like a tripod bear is increasing when really it's just more people are communicating. So certainly there's a lot of encroachment on the last remaining wild forests and due to the Blue Ridge Parkway and a lot of other scenic attractions here, we have a lot of car traffic that does result in more bear strikes. This is the densest area of black bear population in the country, so it. It's no surprise that more and more collisions are occurring. And again, now that everybody has a camera in their back pocket, when you see something bizarre, you see an albino squirrel, you see a three-legged bear, you can send it to everyone you know and plenty of people you don't as well.
So I guess if you were to try to sum this up in like 30 or 60 seconds to someone, are there three-legged bears in Western North Carolina and Asheville, and how prevalent are they?
There are indeed three-legged bears in Asheville, North Carolina. A lot of them have been around for a long time, and they're in various states of healing. How many is hard to say. I think a lot of people are reluctant or flat out unwilling to report the bear's location to the Wildlife Resources Commission for fear that they'll euthanize the bear. So it's really hard to pin down a head count, but, they're milling around. Many of them seem to be doing pretty well. And, there's been some very, passionate advocacy work on their behalf, but I do think this time, there's plenty of things for bears to worry about, but, based on what the experts are saying,
it's not an epidemic.
It's not an epidemic. No.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think as well, there's a notion that the Wildlife Resources Commission is trying to suppress this information, or that, we buy into anything the Wildlife Resources Commission says. I for sure went into this with an open mind and have reviewed every picture, every document that followers of Help Asheville Bears have sent my way. And I'm happy to wag a finger if fingers need wagging at, local agencies, but I think this time this is not what the bears have to worry about. I think there's, for sure there is legal harvest of black bears in North Carolina, if you do see an illegal foot trap, report it to the Wildlife Resources Commission, because that is already in the state of North Carolina illegal. But especially when I'm confronted, when we have on one side a group of people who are desperate to get this phenomenon looked into but won't tell anyone where the bears are, versus on the flip side, the scientists who have worked with these animals for 20 years, I've got to go with the scientists. Yeah.
Elizabeth Ann Brown, thank you so much for coming in today and covering this story. It's, I'm sure, been very fascinating.
It has. There's a lot to it, for sure.
Thank you.